Coach Taylor with the Columbia Raiders set to jump in here. And we've got Coach Taylor and Tori first got to look over here and say hey to Jared. Great season for you. Kind of reflect on last year for the, you know, the opening part of it.
Yeah, well, first I want to say thanks again for having this. Like John was just talking about, this is something that I look forward to. I was talking to Jared about this. I've been listening to WEOL since I was a kid, and I was playing at Elyria Catholic. And so it's pretty awesome to kind of have the coverage that we have. So thanks, guys, for coming out here.
Our pleasure.
But, yeah, no, last year was a phenomenal season. Ended up going 20-4 on the season. We scored the most amount of points in our conference. We let up the least amount of points in our conference. And it was overall a really, really nice season. Made it to a district semifinal, lost to Wayndale by, I think it was like 10 points. But it's a pretty big bloodbath once you get into that district, as I've watched for numerous years, watching other teams go through there. But, yeah, we're excited for this year. We've got nine players returning off of a team that had 11 last year, only graduated two seniors. So I'm really excited for this season.
Now that you're in your sixth year, you've been around the block. All these girls know you. You know them. How long did it take to kind of get situated? Because you're replacing, you know, a heck of a coach that he's familiar with in Tom Thompson. How long did it take for it to become where it's Corey Taylor's program?
Well, thankfully, Tom did such a good job with that program. I mean, he had everything in place when I kind of came over. I came over from coaching boys JV basketball over the girls' side of things. I really didn't know what I was like. It's not a bad thing. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, though, and so it took a little bit of time trying to figure out the differences. And whenever I get asked a question kind of like this, I think the biggest thing, I try to build relationships with anybody that I meet, basically. But with the girls, you have to listen to them because it's extremely important. They're telling you exactly how they feel basically every single day. And that was something maybe right out of the get-go that I wasn't really paying as much attention to. But now I tell our girls all the time, they're basically like my own for 4 months out of the year. And I hope that they understand that I have their best interests at heart all the time. And I think that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing that I learned, was just building those relationships essentially.
So, Coach, pretty impressive. Got nine girls coming back.
Yeah.
What do you think some of your challenges this year are going to be?
Well, you know, I would have liked our three-point shooting to be a little bit better last year. If we were a little bit more consistent from three, we could have challenged for that district. And maybe, like I said, maybe we could have even won the conference last year. Keystone's got a really great team. Rocky does a great job with them over there. And we've fallen victim to them the past 2 years. But you know, I think that the biggest challenge, like I said, is going to be that three-point shooting, and can we develop that to a point? Now, the girls look really, really good right now, and they have shot the ball real well all summer long going into this preseason, and we've had some adjustments made where I think that they're going to be beneficial. But I think that's the key to us being able to take it to another level. Right now, I like where we're at, but at the same time, we can always get better. That's something that I preach to them, and you can't really ever rest on those laurels. And so we really haven't done anything yet. Like, we're a very good team, and I take a lot of responsibility for that, but we haven't accomplished what we have set out to accomplish. And I know some of my girls are listening right now, and so, like, it's important. Like, I want people to know that. Like, we have another level that we have to go unlock.
What's that next level?
So, like I said, if we are able to develop to a point where we can go out and shoot consistently, we can play defense on the ball more consistently, we're a very good gap-to-gap defense. I know I'm talking to Dave, who's, like, the king of teaching defense, because I've watched him since my sister was playing at EC. And so it's like I said, can we do those little things a little bit better? We're good at those things, but can we be great at those things? Because that's what the Chippewas are, that's what the Smithvilles are, the Loudonvilles, all those schools, okay, that we go and play, the Keystones, all of them. They get really good at doing those little things the right way. And so, like I said, the gap-to-gap, better rebounding, okay, boxing out. You can't miss assignments if you're going to go beat good teams.
So, volleyball, great season. Get all the way to the regional final. Football, again, another great season. Fall sports at Columbia, you know, and I think the same, you know. But how much does that help, or does that give maybe added pressure that the sports are doing so well right now?
I want to see all of our sports succeed. So the biggest thing is that, yeah, I think it helps. It helps with the mentality of the girls. We have crossover athletes, obviously. Kelsey Generakis is our girls' volleyball coach, and they had a phenomenal season. Set basically made history within the program. And that's something that will always help. Having experience like that, having some leadership like that, it's going to help greatly coming into our season. But, yeah, I mean, pressure, not so much. I would say that we aspire to do exactly what they just went out and did, and I think that that's something that every program at Columbia, that's what we're trying to do. Jeff Jump did a great job of getting people in place to be able to go and have successful seasons. Jason Ward's taken over for him now, and it's been a seamless transition. And so, like I said, I like where we're at as a program as a whole when it comes to athletics at Columbia.
Plus, I think, too, Coach, going back to your returning nine girls, they have to be hungry going as far as they did last year, knowing what they have to do to be successful to go beyond that point, which is a good thing.
Right, absolutely. And like I said, we have some crossover, but we have some girls who are chomping at the bit because they want it. They saw it. They saw exactly what our volleyball team got to go experience. That's something that everybody should want. That's what we aspire to go do. And so they're just – I think they're real excited to get the season off the ground.
So – you know, when you're 20-4 and 12-2, and I mean, that's great. I mean, some schools never do that, and yet you're saying you want more. You haven't accomplished it. So I'm assuming you're talking about league championship and going deeper in the tournament.
Yeah, without me saying that, yeah, that's what I want, and that's what our expectation is. We played a schedule last year where we lost to Keystone twice in the regular season and lost to Brunswick, and those were our only three losses on the season. And so, like I said, we've got to find a way to be able to break through on that. And so those are good teams that we're losing to, but we want to be that team, okay, that's on the other side of that to be able to win that.
Tell us about some of the young ladies, and if you're returning 8 of 11 varsity players, I imagine that practices, you know, are really, really competitive, and they're going to be fighting for playing time, and which is a good thing for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's actually going to be maybe a little bit easier this year. We were playing 10 girls last year, and so the minutes have actually kind of gotten better. But they compete at a high level every single day against each other. I mean, I have 6 seniors on this team, and so, like, I have Lee Champagne returning. She's a 3-time All-Ohio player. I've got Delaney Frisconi, who really, like, cleans up for us, does a really great job around the basket for us. I've got a lot of really good pieces. Rachel Washburn does a really good job defensively. And I could talk on and on about all of these girls. And Peyton Menge is another person who I want to see take that step. Her, Sadie Schulke, those are two girls who I'm expecting a lot of three-point-wise, being able to shoot the ball a little bit this year. And Caitlin Miller is energetic, and Bree Heidecker gets on the board. I know you guys have probably heard that Heidecker name a million times, and so, but she does a great job. And so I'm excited for these girls to get out there and go compete. And like I said, having 9 returners, that's a luxury that a lot of teams don't often have. And so we're excited about that.
So, Coach, have you independent schedule upgraded tougher competition to help yourself succeed further?
So I think non-conference wise, we pick up quite a competitive schedule. So we last year we played Loudonville. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Loudonville girls basketball or not, but so they have a girl who's going to score 2,000 points in her career, Corey Vermilia, and we beat them last year at our place, which was a great win for us. And then we have Westlake on the schedule this year. We're going out to Cedar Point actually and playing in their holiday classic. We're playing against Sandusky Perkins out there, which is going to be tough. They beat Elyria Catholic last year. So in total, I think we have 4 Division I schools on our non-conference and a couple of really highly competitive D2, D3s. And Loudonville's the only D4 outside of like our conference that we're playing. And then, like I said, we've got the Firelands, we've got the Wellingtons, we've got competition that we're going to be able to go and see different looks, and that's important for my girls because you never know what a team's going to throw at you every single night, and so I like kind of seeing different pace of game.
Great. I know sometimes you fluctuate. Are you guys D3 or D4 this year?
So we're D3. We're one of the smallest in D3. I think I was counting it yesterday. Out of all the D3 schools, we are the 15th smallest, tied with like 7 other schools. So so we'll see what we can do. Like I said, I relish being able to go and compete, and like I said, that district that we play in over at Ridgeville, it gets pretty tough with some of those schools that we're going up against, like Warrensville Heights and Smithville's, like I said, and that Wayne County, that whole Wayne County conference is loaded.
Talk about them being loaded, and I know sometimes they go further into the tournament. Just talk about, you know, stylistically, how's basketball different there than maybe in the LC8, and how hard is it to play them when it gets into tournament time? Is it just more physical?
Well, so, and Rocky will be able to talk about this too, because he played Chippewa last year when we both had a Wayne County school. And so Wayndale didn't play, in my mind, as physical of a game as Chippewa tried to play with Keystone. But Wayndale was still physical. They kind of spaced us out a little bit. They had their three-point shooters. They had about two or three of them. And at that point, it became very difficult for us in our rotations to be able to check out, especially because, like I said, they had their physicality. They had the one or two posts that could make you stay honest. And so that kind of hurt us. But defensively, we do a pretty good job defensively staying in gaps and staying true to our identity, which I think helps us a lot in the half court against teams like that.
So going back to the post, would you consider your team to be more of a guard sort of team versus post play?
Well, yeah. So Bree Heidecker, I talked about her a little bit. I was joking with her today. She's the only girl on my team that is 6 feet tall. So, yeah, we are heavy, heavy guard-wise. But I have a lot of athletes on my team, and they have. There's some of them that could surprise you with how they can jump and how they can get on the glass. And so if I got to have something, that's what I want. I want the physicality of our team and our chemistry to be in that kind of realm of things. I want them to be physical on the glass. And so I would say when you say our makeup, I would say defensively is probably where we focus most. I've always been a big-time defensive like type of mind, and so that's something that I really relish in, and I try to turn defense into offense as much as we possibly can. The girls know that. We like playing in transition a lot, trying to get up and down the floor. And so if we can't shoot the three very well, that kind of benefits us a little bit more too.
that defense can make a good offense.
Yes, it can, and yeah. I know that, Coach. I've watched you so many times.
Coach, finally, I was just wondering, kind of tell us about the LCA. You said last year you lost a couple times to Rocky's team who won the LCA, the Keystone Lady Wildcats. How do you see things this year?
Yeah, you know, I think Keystone's the team to beat. Keystone has earned that respect. They have won the conference the past 2 years. They shared with Firelands 2 years ago. They won it outright last year. He lost Delaney Peters, which is going to be a really big loss. But he also brings in Sokolowski, who's a freshman. You guys are all familiar with that last name. And, I know that a lot of people will probably, aren't really thinking much about her. But I've been thinking about her since I've been watching her play in, sixth grade, basically, and watching how she can handle the ball and how she can kind of change the game. And so her, just fourth over, Brooklyn Barber, they're going to be tough with Keystone. And then you've got Firelands, who comes back. They're always going to be good competition with us. You got Wellington, okay, with Brooke Lemcool, who's going to be a load for us to have to deal with. And, you know, even Clearview, you've got a lot of teams that can kind of mix it up. You know, and Black River, they kind of go under the radar, but they have a really strong senior class that Riley Kubitz does a really good job for them, and she's not really talked about as much, but she does a lot of really nice things for them. And so, you know, John's going to be doing a fabulous job over there. I have no doubt about that. And so, we're in good hands, and Rich Flowers does a good job over at Brookside. So, like I said, I want the conference, as we all do, I'm sure, to be as highly competitive as possible, because that's the only way we're going to get prepped come tournament time. I heard John talking about North Olmsted and the Southwest Conference. Yeah, it's a bloodbath when you go in there. You're playing twice a year, okay, and you got to go play against really, really good teams. And that's what we are trying to put forth, that effort, in order to develop ourselves so we can have a little bit more parity within the conference. And that's huge. That's important.
Well, Corey, thanks so much for the time. I want to wish you the best of luck this season. We always appreciate talking to you. I know you've got the fan club down there in Southeast Ohio that you better say hello to.
So, yeah, you knew it was coming anyways. I do attend every single one of these things. So my Aunt Sue, I know she's been listening until since probably 4:30. She's retired down there. So, yeah, she's probably had a lot of time on her hands to just be tuning in to WEOL and getting ready for everybody. So, Aunt Sue, I love you. Thanks for listening in. I appreciate you. Okay, but yeah, no, thanks again, guys. I appreciate it, and I really love all the coverage that you give. And make sure you don't let my father-in-law off the hook, okay?
Yeah, that's where the tough questions come.
That's exactly right.
Of course, for anyone who doesn't know, Corey Taylor's father-in-law is EC girls basketball coach, Eric Rothgary. Corey, thanks again.